Microphone.
We're good.
Late nights.
With Travin Lowe's.
With Travin Lowe's.
Late nights with Travin Lowe's.
So have you guys seen the new Google logo? I'm talking to you, Periscopes. I saw one heart. One heart saw the Google logo. Okay, here's a few more hearts. What'd you guys think about the Google logo? Let's do a poll in the Periscope. We got a yup here. What did you guys think about the Google logo? We got three yups. One is a yup, one's a yes, and one's a yup. Just two yups. Yes, it looks like a child drew it. Okay, you might be referring to the animation in which they displayed it. That's not the actual logo, because that is kind of like a... Okay, here's another childish. About time. Flat design, yes. The G reminds me of the Guess logo. Is that a middle finger? Is that Joey? Put a middle finger out there. Simple and nice looking, and it's what better? Oh, it's way better. Okay, so a few varied responses. Some people think it's childish. Some people think it's better. Some people think, oh, yeah, flat design is fine. It's kind of neutral right there, mm-hmm. That comment. And Joey said, it's so childish, they should have renamed their company from Google to Goo Goo. That's pretty funny.
Goo Goo.
So there's a really funny post on Designer News that I came across. Did I mail this to you? That how you have the link?
I
messaged it to you.
You messaged it to me.
Okay. Here's a list of articles that you'll probably be reading soon about the new Google logo. So we're just going to go down. These are really funny. The first one is, the Google logo proves that Serif is dead. Which is interesting because Google logo is like one of the most prominent serifed fonts. Mm. We have a lot of sans serif these days.
Yeah.
Google copies fill in any somewhat similar logo here for the new logo. Here's my favorite. Why Google's new logo is doomed.
How Alphabet has changed Google forever.
I like the Google new logo is doomed one because like that is just so idiotic and trying to like it's clickbait.
It's just
clickbait. And people like write these sensational headlines just to sell ads. Yep. It's just so ridiculous. Google takes inspiration from Apple with their new logo. Like I don't even know where that comes from.
I like this next one. Sundar Pichai wants people to know this is his Google.
I actually think that's relevant comment. I think that makes a lot of sense.
That's why I like it.
Because he just took over as CEO,
he
right?
He did, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
This is my
actually.
Google.
Yeah, no, I just took over. We're changing the logo. Change everything. 10 reasons why Google's new logo is a step backwards.
10 reasons why Google's new logo is brilliant.
You can read both of those. Google changed their logo, and you won't believe what happened next.
And it's a fuzzy picture of like a car.
There's like some boobs on it. The car has boobs on it.
The car has boobs. And then there's tons of comments, which I didn't see.
I didn't read them all.
Here's one. I didn't like the new Google logo, so I redesigned it using Helvetica.
It's not Helvetica.
I know. It's Product Sans.
Idiot.
Google logo redesign, redesign, concept, redesign.
That's a good one. Redesign.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's there's all of that.
Oh, that's funny. There it actually is in Helvetica.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are your thoughts on the Google? We've heard from our audience on Periscope. We've heard from this really clever article on Designer News. What are your thoughts on the new Google logo? Los Montoya.
Oh, I could care almost nothing about what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's like, do you like yellow? It's like,
yeah.
You're going to get 50% of people are going to say, I love yellow, and 50% say, I hate yellow.
Right. 10 reasons why it's awesome. 10 reasons why it sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the same people could read that article and agree with both of them.
Yes. What I think about it, which is why this would be, why I think you want this to be a special edition of Late Nights with Travin Lowe's.
Yeah.
What I like about it is Google is a ginormous company, and they are known for their logo.
They are already known for their logo.
They are already
it's a known brand.
It's a known brand.
Uh-huh.
And so think of how easy it is to defend that logo from change.
Oh, just like in the company bureaucracy.
In the company bureaucracy.
Oh, it doesn't match this thing that we're doing already, or, you know, like, oh, we've had it for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So many reasons not to change it.
So many reasons to not change it.
Uh-huh.
Right? And we got this guy on Periscope goes, "Where are the girls?" We got a bald guy. I demand.
Whoever wrote that, I love you. You are awesome. We got a bald guy.
We got a bald guy. At Google, because they are all known for their logo already, it's a brand, a recognized brand internationally.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy for anyone in the company bureaucracy to protect the logo from change.
Right.
Okay. Imagine how big of a moment it was when they went from a 3D-esque Google font to just flattening it out.
Right.
Or Google logo.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a graphic of like the Google changes since inception,
mm-hmm.
starting from like Larry and Sergey's like Stanford project,
right,
all the way to the new one, and like the changes have been minute,
mm-hmm.
all the way through. Maybe make this drop shadow a little smaller, make the colors a little duller. Now flatten it. There's just been like very very iterative steps, and this is kind of a big departure. And the pull inside of the Google as an organization, it's so large now. Google has how many employees?
Oh, I don't
Thousands.
Know. Thousands.
To get that kind of like the approval process must have been pretty Herculean.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But you're saying that it's impressive that they actually got it done.
It's impressive. So what I'm saying is that, Alphabet is formed, ABC.xyz.
Yep.
Google gets a new CEO. At some point, the decision was made to have a clear owner of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is pulling the trigger and saying, let's do this.
Yeah.
What amazes me is not what they ended up with. What amazes me is the process of designing a new logo, nailing down some key objectives, iterating, and delivering what we now see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's amazing to me.
And in a relatively short amount of time, right? The whole ABC thing and then the new CEO is just recent news.
Mm-hmm.
And now a new brand.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked most about the new logo is, I mean, and I'm saying same kind of position as you are. Like, do I like the new logo? I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just a logo.
Yeah.
I mean, could you have done better? I don't know. It's just like a logo. So yeah. Just yes, no, who cares?
Yeah.
But what I really liked about the new logo and what I thought they did very well was how they used it in the interactions of their properties.
Right.
So there's these videos explaining it and showing examples. They have this example of somebody using Google Now. That there are that and also that the logo, just to be clear, the logo is not the word spelled out.
Mm-mm.
The logo is not the G with four colors. The logo is not the four little dots. It's all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things together. So when they have the word Google and it transforms into the four little dots, those four little dots are still the logo.
That's right.
They're not a loading bar that transforms into a logo. It is the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Those dots are the logo,
mm-hmm.
which is clever because now they're using the logo in interaction feedback to the user.
Right.
So they have the example of doing the Google Now.
Mm-hmm.
Google Now, where's my laundry? And laundry, I don't know why Google Now would know what your laundry is, but like, where should I go shopping for this laundry basket? And as you're speaking to it, there's a certain animation. As it's thinking, there's a different animation, a spinning or something,
mm-hmm.
and then as it's giving you feedback, there's a more pulsing animation,
mm-hmm.
which is very clever. It's indicative of the interaction that you have with Google service is now the interaction that you have with Google brand,
mm-hmm.
which is very strong that they're just tying those all together, and that was my big takeaway.
Yep. To support that comment, a fantastic logo lives and breathes.
Yeah.
It morphs, it changes, it takes shapes, etc. And they've been doing that already with their G-O-O-G-L-E on their homepage.
With the doodles and such?
With the doodles,
mm-hmm.
right? It was already living, and so they're taking it to a new realm with a little bit more constraints and direction as to what is a living logo,
yeah.
a live, breathing logo.
And we're going to still see doodles.
You'll still see doodles.
And they're going to be all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know, I think that's one of the cool things about Google's logo is that
like
they're
it.
Just so liberal with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the sentiment in branding in general is to be very protective of the brand marks, mm-hmm. right? So when you go to a branding agency and you do some work and you get some work done from them, they'll give you back this brand guide, which is like, oh, here's the X height of the logo, and don't ever put anything in the marked off area of three X's around it,
right.
And like, don't ever like, you know, use a different color or smush it or like change the leading or the padding or the tracking of this logo type ever. And like, you're like, whoa, you just spelled out American Airlines and Helvetica. It's not that great. You know, like, so Google takes the opposite with that, even before the new brand, in like with the doodles and a whole bunch of other stuff, in that they would just be like, yeah, like it's our brand, and we are creative. We are, nuanced, we are informative, we are everything. Google is about, like, was it their mission statement? It's like cataloging the
world's information.
World's information, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we have all these resources to draw on. We are Google. So let's let that reflect in our brand on our homepage. And mm-hmm. these are not just like a hidden. It's not like google.com/doodles. That's actually the archive, I think. But it's on the homepage.
Yep.
Almost every other day is something different. This is interesting. And I think this new branding kind of follows suit in that, in mm-hmm. that it's, a living, breathing artifact that, and what I like about it is that it interacts with you as you interact with it instead of just it being something.
Right.
Cool. All right, that's going to be our conclusion for this kind of like late night special edition. I wanted to talk about the Google new Google logo while it's hot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it looks like.
No.
It doesn't.
No, it just matters how you work with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Branding is so funny like that. You can sometimes see a logo and it's just like, whoa, that's amazing. But you can just see something in it, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes a brand is a good brand because it's a good brand.
Right.
You know, I think Steve Jobs said when they started Next,
mm-hmm.
He said there's two ways to make a good logo. He said 10 years.
Right.
Or $10 million.
There you go.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this episode, this special edition of Late Night with Trav and Los. And we wanted to talk about this Google logo while it's hot. And I really enjoyed your insights on it. If you guys have any opinions on the new Google logo or anything we talked about here about branding in general, we'd love to hear your opinions. You can reach us at Trav and Los on Twitter. And we also have travandlos.com. And we'll see you later.
See you later.